So I'd entertain a motion to go out of the closed meeting.
Make a motion to go out of the closed meeting. I'll second the motion.
Do we have a motion, a second? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Yes.
Any opposed? All right, item number 23. Real estate purchase contract for land and Decoration Lane Construction Exchange. Discussion of possible action to approve a real estate purchase contract for land and at Deceleration Lane Construction at Highway at 3528 North Highway 89. Andrew, do you want to say anything else about that?
I'm going to admit that you know.
And by the way, you can't come back because I've used half your desk for my papers.
Oh, great. You're all spread out.
I'm all spread out.
I think I got more than everybody. So
all I can see is empty chairs, the audience of empty chairs.
And I've got cookies.
Oh, yeah. So you say.
No, yeah, I've got cookies right here. We have a whole bunch of cookies. Do you want me to take some over to John?
We'll put them
no.
under your... Yeah, right here. And I'll just
yeah, just save them. Yeah, that's right. Save them under the rostrum for me.
So, yeah, so we've got Geneva on. So if you wanted to ask her some questions on that cost estimate on the deselling.
She's looking at you.
Sean, sorry. Go ahead. You have some specific questions?
Yes, I do. Does the cost estimate include anything outside of the UDOT right-of-way?
No. It includes just, and hopefully you can hear me, just the desal lane. So as soon as you come into what would be Brent's property, inside the property line, we have not put that estimate together. So it's just the desal lane.
Okay. Is the agreement that we're looking at intended to address just the deceleration lane or the driveway in as well?
It will. So the agreement is just for the land swap, and really what the intent behind the land swap of why there was no value behind it was with the method of the desal lane, because the access agreement, shared access is 100% on Brent's property. In the access agreement that I believe Andrea has as well, that was part of our site plan approval, that talks about us burdening the whole cost of the driveway, access, maintenance, etc. Hopefully that makes sense.
Do you know what the cost of that is? Have you put together an estimate there?
We have not. We didn't intend on any sort of cost share, so we never put, not that we intend on the desal lane, but we never put anything together. We probably could. Give me some context on why you're asking for that so I can help maybe alleviate some of that. Just to match costs or to, what are you thinking?
Well, one of my questions is, whose responsibility is the desal lane? Is it the city's or is it Bailey's? And if it's Bailey's responsibility, I guess I'm trying to equate value to value. So value for the property, but if in building on that property, Bailey has to install the deceleration lane as part of its requirement from UDOT, the city really is not getting, I mean, we're getting the desal lane, but it's required. We would not have to put in any value in order to get that. So I'm just
right
trying to reconcile
it. And to be truthful on that point, really, it's a matter of whoever develops first. So, you know, if we didn't develop, the desal wouldn't be needed. If you guys chose to develop first, you would be putting in the desal lane. Since we're deciding to develop first, so you could totally look at it that way. I mean, our point in all of this was really helping take a lot of the cost off the city. You know, the desal lane, if you didn't have a city park next to us, you could say, yes, exactly that. We would be responsible for the desal lane no matter what. However, with then the shared access, now we're giving a legitimate access to the park. And sharing in parking and helping with all of that and all future maintenance on that access, I would still argue that there's a large give on our part, whether, you talk about the decel lane or not.
So, Geneva, can we quantify that? I guess that's the question.
Yeah, I mean, do you want to, would it be easier to quantify the value of what the shared access would be? I mean, we could
I guess
go that route.
the value of all of these improvements that you're talking about.
I would add then too the value of the long term, like if they're going to be taking care of the parking lot and all of that, there's value to that, right? So
Yeah.
there should be something tied to that as well.
Well, we're taking care of the access piece, and then we're allowing you guys to have overflow parking in our parking, but you guys, your own parking lot will be its own
Oh, we are still okay.
maintenance. Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
Is
we're happy to
that some?
probably plow it and stuff like that, but for maintenance, we probably aren't
So,
looking into that.
Geneva,
Yeah.
is that something that you can put on paper so that we could have that quantified value? We need to have a visual so we can
Yeah.
compare.
Yeah, we can probably put the cost of what that access would be together, and then I don't know how we would equate maintenance, but we can come up with a value in some way.
And I think, Geneva, just to be clear, it's not that we're opposed to the idea. I think we just need to be fiscally responsible about the idea. We just need to be able to, like someone said here at the council, we just need to be able to look the residents in the eye and say that this is a good financial move for us. So I think as long as we just have something that's quantified, then we'll just feel more comfortable about making the decision is all.
Well, and I would argue back that, who's ever going to use the strip behind this property? There isn't, there's just a granted easement. I mean, there's higher, there is no value in that back piece. I know the appraiser came back at, $200 and something thousand dollars, but how is the city really even selling that piece for $200,000? To who, for what? Looking at it just from the other side.
That's a valid point, but we still have to have something to, have that
Yeah.
value for. But it, definitely.
Yeah.
Well, I think, like you said, Geneva, it'll probably come out like you guys have the lion's share of it. Just show it to us. That's all we really need, basically.
Okay. Yeah, we can. I'm sure that pushes us out again for a meeting, but we can put what that access would cost. And then we can put together somehow what maintenance we can. There's probably some schedule we can use. We can talk to our attorney about that. There's probably some sort of maintenance standard schedule that we probably could use. So.
Any other questions or concerns for
Good.
Geneva?
Shoot.
Hamilton?
So,
I wonder if we just make, well.
I'd entertain a motion to approve this or deny it.
Think we could make a motion to approve it based, I mean, just wonder if we could put a qualifier on there.
And that would make me feel better if we're doing like basically a conditional approval for us just basing the pricing of the access. I'm great with that.
It's not a bad idea. Okay. Did you have a comment?
So I understand. So in that conditioning, this is new for me, right? So does that mean that is there, do we put a dollar to it that if it exceeds or is equal to this, then it moves forward? It
comes up to two. I mean, you could put anything you want. The problem that I see is if we table this, it just delays everything.
And that's, I mean, I know the applicant doesn't get much say, but that's my biggest concern. It's not that we can't justify the cost. It's
I think
definitely that.
you could put on that. You could put on that as long as we come up with the 200 and what was it, 205,
207.
207 thousand dollars. I don't know, whatever. But I hate to delay too much because I think it's a good thing.
There are certain things that we want to see in that, though, to quantify. You know what I mean? Like, if it only includes the deceleration lane and things like that. Are there other things that we would like to see so that that cost doesn't come up later?
But look at the full thing. I think we're, I mean, definitely Sean brought up the deceleration, which I agree with. I mean, if they had to do it, but I think the whole package, what we're getting is the value of that. And I think
And
they're above and beyond that. And I think if we don't, it's too bad.
there is no, I mean, other than the desal lane, that is the only piece that's in the right of way. Everything else is within our property boundary. So there would be no other ask from us.
Yeah, I think we might risk it being worse by delaying it. I'll make a motion that oh, trying to think how to word this, but how long would it take you to get values, Geneva?
I probably could have something in a week. I mean, we would push as hard as we can. If I could have it by the end of the week, I mean, I'll push our estimators as fast as we can because, I mean, time is of the essence for us. So, yeah, I could, if you could do something conditional for an approval, I probably could have something by next week, give or take. I'll have it as soon as I possibly can.
Okay, I'll make a motion that we approve the real estate purchase contract for land and deceleration or construction and change exchange contingent upon contingent upon the items exceeding the $207,000 exchange
The value to the
the
city.
value to the city. I don't know how else to word that.
I mean, there's a real value and there's a, I don't, it's not perceived value, but I don't know. It's your motion. It's you guys have that role now.
Yeah, I think that's what.
Restate it again, please.
So I'll make the motion to approve the real estate purchase, land and deceleration, chain lane exchange, with the condition that we itemize, itemize the
The value of what
itemize the
the value of
value.
what half of that
Yeah.
because it is private property, I get that, but we are having access and
What I'm worried about, the motion is, well,
we approved it.
we approved it, yeah, and anything can come back and there's no future discussion on it, right?
Well, there would if it doesn't come back just to say to meet that $207,000 of value that the city will be getting out of it, then I think they would have to come back to us and we'd have to say, well, we're not getting equal value. I question the $207,000 a little bit, kind of what Geneva said. Is that a real number? That is what we have to work with because we went to, get a value of it, and that's what land value is. But I don't know, I just anyway.
Mary, like Sean, how would you do it? Or
Don't know.
I think it's we're to the point that I think there is more perceived value of it. There's so much more risk of not approving it. To me, I'd regardless of where we are at what the costs are, the additional costs we haven't talked about, the maintenance of the entrance and things like that, and the parking, overflow parking, things like that don't have a lot of, I mean, there's not easy to put value to it. I think we're getting a lot more value than the property appraisal. So I think in my mind, we might as well just approve it instead of having the
Contingency.
contingencies, because there's not, we're going to have another meeting to have contingencies anyway. So that's how I see it. So I'll make the motion that we do approve the purchase and of purchase contract for the land and acceleration lane exchange as discussed.
Do we have a motion? I have a second.
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Yes.
Okay, we have
No.
two ayes. Any opposed?
No.
Okay, we have motion passed 3-2 to Wilkinson and Yuri voting no. Okay, I think we've gone over any other business. Is there anything that the council would like to? We're right on time, are we?
Thank you,
Getting
guys.
there.
I appreciate you staying late and having this at the end of your agenda. It's much appreciated.
Yeah, thanks.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, we are on
Thanks,
time.
Geneva.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We look forward to a good partnership with you guys, and that's I look forward to that being a great building and the place where she's gone. Okay.
Gone.
Yeah. It's going to be a beautiful facility down there. It's really going to be very
They're
good.
going to do other two offers or
Yeah, it'll be
oh, it's huge. All their truck maintenance bays.
it'll be a great thing. So, in the next 5 minutes, I mean, does anybody that's on the council have anything you'd like to discuss or bring up?
I do have.
Day of the legislature, the new city council is going. Are any of you guys
When is
I will be there and happy to participate.
I think I'm on, right? Is it too late to put anybody else on, or is that
I think we can still
still
register.
registered? Okay.
We have like 20 kids going. And
yeah, if anybody wants to, you know, drive kids.
Cindy and I met and got all the events, you know, calendared for the year.
Thank you for all your help with the City Council, Sarah. I think you do a great job with that.
That is one thing I want to talk about is the website stuff. I did talk to Heather and said, hey, I'd like to get just a plan to methodically update the stuff. One of them is the dates. All of our
Yeah.
calendar events dates are not
Yeah.
correct right now. I'd like to get all of our pictures up there, the old city council, the history, the new city council. So, and I have some learning curve. I don't want to overwhelm Heather, but I think between Heather and then working with department heads, gradually getting things improved. So I'll
And
meet with her.
Dave,
I told her.
sorry. Sorry. It's so hard to
Yeah.
know with the lag over here. I'm so sorry. I'll just
It's all right.
interrupt. Okay, so hey, but I'll coordinate with you on the Facebook or sorry, on the website too, Dave, because I've got some department head leads that we'll be working with on communication so that we can integrate that into the website too.
Perfect.
I think a lot of these things I would encourage you to keep track of ideas and things that you want to see move forward that will be working or they'll be bring up in our work session. And I would like to have that be written and getting on an agenda so that we can cover that and not just throw stuff out there, but really think about things that you want to do. You have your committee assignments and have some different things like that. You know, Dave and I talked about the website. We spent a lot of money on that thing. We need to have it be functioning. And I just don't know. I don't know who that point person is going to be. We need to talk about that. We need to talk about additional help for our planning department. We need to talk about additional help for our staff. And so there's going to be some real tough decisions that we're going to have to make. As we grow, as the city's growing, we're still have a small town mentality, but having big city problems. And I think this next 4 years we have some tremendous growth things happening in the commercial part that are going to really change, and we're going to have to do some big stuff. And I already talked to Sean about some of those things, tackling that. And so come prepared. And I don't know if we're prepared to do a date today, but can we talk about that? In our text stream or something and come up with a date. Andrea, what would you like to do with that?
Technically, you should not be discussing any city business in your text thread.
Okay. So do we put that as a line item on next agenda? Would that be the best thing probably? Or for a workshop? Would that be the best thing for us to do then? Okay. But think about that. I'd like to do it pretty soon after the next city council meeting. We won't, we can't make any decisions during this section either, but that's, and I don't know if that setting a date for a work session, is that a business that we can't do?
You can mention it and then it was fine. The next.
So anyway, I don't know, is anybody prepared to set a date, or do you want to think about it for a minute?
I would prefer to do an evening than a Saturday, morning. But we can do either, so.
Well, that goes to staff. I guess they come in on Saturday too. I don't know. So, they're working all day and then they have to sit through that.
But if I'm already here.
Would that be better than a Saturday?
I mean, I'm just driving from Layton on a Saturday.
Okay.
It's whatever works best for you guys, but
no, you guys, you I mean, I
what if we do like an opposite Tuesday?
Okay. What about an opposite Tuesday?
Yeah.
Would you feel good about that? An opposite Tuesday?
And then the staff can, they don't have to, you could come in late that day or something like that too. So,
and that means we can't have Beto's because that's, it's not breakfast. So,
oh, wait a minute. Breakfast burritos.
No, not breakfast,
breakfast
anymore.
Breakfast burritos. Ann is going to go pick those up for us. Thank you very much.
No, I'm going to grab some Chick-fil-A. Let's go.
Supporting the city too.
All right. Do you want to have, what about the 1st of February?
That's Sunday.
Well, or the first Tuesday, the first Tuesday in February.
Oh, okay.
Because are we, let's see, that'd be the 3rd?
Yeah.
Right now I don't have anything on that date. 3rd. And we'll have 2 hours. You feel good about that? And we could, what would be the earliest we could meet?
Hold on,
I put that 5.
Down. Do we want to
do 5?
Hold on one sec. Let me make sure that 5 port isn't.
Oh, port. Well,
yeah.
That's right.
Because they kind of shifted so that we wouldn't run into a problem with them.
Could we do it in, is it easy? Can we, is there any way with a new system that we could do it in the, in that room? Right? Or does the attorney need that room?
Yeah, they're We could meet downstairs though.
And it's the recording though, it's so tough.
Yeah, they're recording.
Sorry. And she got the little device, but it's not, it doesn't catch everybody's words and so.
Yeah, so they do have court and the prosecuting attorneys here that day.
Okay.
So well, both of these rooms are.
Are they just meeting 1 month? Is that right?
They actually are doing 2 dates with the prosecuting attorney and 1 date, just straight arraignments with the judge.
Okay.
Well,
Thursdays?
January 20th. Is January 20th? That's,
yeah, I know.
Okay.
Same issue with court.
Oh. Stinking court.
What about Thursday?
Because of time, let's...
Don't do Thursday. Unless if it's the first, do a 3rd Thursday then. Because there's a planning commission and new city council on the 2nd Thursday.
I'm not going back to the Saturday.
Let's bring this up again in the next city council on the 27th, and give Andrea some times. Saturdays have always worked. I know that that's tough, but
it's fine.
I want to be able to talk and have everybody have a talk and bring up some of the they want to do and need to do. And we are going to discuss some of these hard things. And I mean, my biggest fear is money and how we're going to fix the roads and how we're going to do all those things. I don't know. North Ogden just, did it pass? Anybody know their transportation fund? Oh, or did it pass?
I don't know whatever it was going to be.
$15?
$15 a month on their thing, on their bill because.
I don't know. Or is that tonight?
Should we find out?
I don't know. Anyway, but they're going to raise several million dollars with this fee. We have $4. They're $15. Yeah.
Is that something that Sarah's working on with Jones? Is the new tough fee? Is that what Sarah's working on? Yes. Yeah, because they're looking at passing legislation to require trip counts and traffic impact in order for us to be able to charge that.
Yeah, so luckily
15.
Well, you did it the right way for first.
That's the first, as a new council, that one of the first things they did.
Until they changed legislation.
The council, the mayor, and whoever they did. All right, everybody, thank you for the first time. I appreciate you being nice to me. I'm sorry for the dysfunction at the very beginning. Thank you, Dave, for setting me straight.
Mayor, I'd like to make a motion that we close or adjourn this meeting.
Second.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Steve.
Third it. Thanks, guys. I'm going to hop.